This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kid. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
No, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. This is the
place to be, WOR 710, the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. Wait. Yes, I'm Taxi Dave, and we're here at the Tribeca Studios of iHeartRadio and WOR, and in our studios tonight, we have JFK Mike.
Yes!
We have County Clare.
Yes, we do, darling.
And we have John McDonough.
That's it.
The Captivist, and also has his own radio show on WBAI.
Yeah, that's what some say. Nobody's listening, but that's what they say.
Oh, I was taking the airplanes. By the way, if you're flying on United tonight, you're not flying on United tonight. You're grounded. Aww. Yeah, the computer glitch. You know, this has been happening a lot. There have been computer glitches at the airports. I mean, one morning, I said, well, let me leave at 10 o'clock. You know, it won't be crowded. People were there since 6 o'clock. The glitch went on till 9, so we just caught the back end of it. But anyway, so this woman is in the back row of the airplane, and on taking off with her infant, she starts breastfeeding. And then when we landed, she was breastfeeding. So when we got the baggage claim, I said, can I ask you a question? You know, why were you breastfeeding when we took off and when we landed? She says, well, it's good for the baby's ears. You know, it doesn't clog the ears and it keeps them from popping. And I was like, golly, and I've been chewing gum for 20 years. Anyway.
What you talking about, Louis?
Anyway, I'm going to unveil a scam. I'm calling it a scam. Others may not call it a scam. But the drivers of Uber are being, what's the nicest way to say this?
Screwed.
Stooped.
Let me ask somebody here. And the passengers also are being
zambonied.
That's right.
Fuck-cocked.
So this is how it works, folks. You're an Uber driver, and I want you Uber drivers listening. I want you to call in, by the way, if what I'm saying, if you found this to be true. Gentleman I've known for 20 years came into the office and said, you know, you need to know about this. He got an out-of-town call for $65, just not too far, I think Jersey City or somewhere around there, $65. And on the way there, his passenger said, well, how much do you get from this money? And he said, I get about, you know, after the tax and the workers' comp and the 25%, I get about $43. He says, $43? You get half? And the driver said, what do you mean half? The passenger shows the driver his phone. The passenger was being charged $88. The driver showed his phone, which said $65.
Oh, God.
So do you realize that $23 off the top right away is going to Uber, besides the $14.50 they're getting from the 25% of the $65, which means Uber's making $37.50 on a fare, and the driver is making $43.50.
Wow.
When did you hear that? That's breaking news.
That is breaking news. I heard it 2 weeks ago, and I asked another Uber driver. Said, do me a favor. If you get a good call, ask your passenger what his phone says, what he's paying. And then he got his son to do it. Three different drivers, same type of story. Okay?
Oh my God.
Where is the attorney general?
Yeah.
Where is the investigation? 46,000 Uber cars in New York City. Passengers are being ripped off, being told more than the drivers. Drivers are being ripped off. What the heck is going on here? Now, the $20 million lawsuit, some of you may not have heard about it, so I'll tell you calmly. Uber Technologies agreed to pay $20 million to settle a U.S. Federal Trade Commission lawsuit over driver compensation claims and its auto leasing program. Uber made false, misleading, or unsubstantiated claims about how much drivers could earn on the service. Yeah, you ever see those commercials? Oh, earn $1,500 a week? The agency alleged Uber made similar misrepresentations about its vehicle financing program. Now, this is the United States Federal Trade Commission. $20 million. In New York City, there's 46,000 Uber drivers that are licensed. If you gave each one of those guys $500, it's $23 million. So $20 million for the whole country, it's a thimbleful in an ocean.
Yep. It's an outrage.
That's right. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. And I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. 718, their number is 718-658-9800. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And our email address for this evening is taxihail@aol.com. So what do you think about that, Jonathan?
Well, as a yellow cab driver, I worked for Uber, too, up until September, because they had it on their app as an option for yellow cab drivers. Now, when I was taken off, I didn't know the reason. I thought maybe some passengers had put something, you know, didn't give me enough stars or whatever it was. So I went down to their business over in Long Island City on Jackson Avenue, and I said, what's going on? They said, no, we're just doing away with it. But if you want... if you want to leave the yellow cab, we can help finance a car for you. Like, everything was in-house. They would get you the money. God knows what the percentage rate was. And they had the car dealership.
Well, obviously, if they were fined $20 million on the auto leasing program, obviously it wasn't a real good deal for the driver.
Well, they couldn't keep up with the payments is what's going on. They're not making enough to pay off the cars. And I don't know if it was you or somebody was telling me, you could go to that lot, and they're just reselling the cars every couple of weeks for the guys that default on the cars. It goes right back to the car. And I have no doubt their dealership's on Northern Boulevard. And now you have another new immigrant coming in, and they give you the pitch. Listen, we'll get you a brand-new car, low mileage. You just have to sign up here with our leasing group, and then you go to our car dealership. And then they have you because you never control your own money. Everything is controlled by Uber. It goes through their system. So they take out the leasing fee. They take out the loan fee. So by the time you get anything, there's nothing left. All right, you have the car, but eventually that falls. So now you default on the car and they go, listen, sorry, you defaulted on it. We're repossessing the car. Goes back to the lot. The next dummy comes in on Jackson Avenue. He's looking for a car. I said, listen, do we have a deal for you? And then they sign you up, and it's just repeating and repeating. And this is exactly what this is talking about.
So do you think a company like that, the way you just described it, do you think that they could possibly be charging the passengers 30% more than they're charging the drivers?
But Dave, I know you're bringing that up. What they're doing could probably be legal. What they're doing, they're going to say, like, you know, this is our business. This is how we do it. And we're going to charge the passenger different than what we're telling the drivers. Now, whatever you're saying to me, you haven't said it was illegal what they're doing. This is their own private business. It's not like there's a regulation on it. They can say, hey, listen, we're telling the passengers it's $200. What do we care? We're telling the driver it's $50. That's our business practice.
Well,
I wonder what the legality of that is.
Let's see what some of our callers have to say. Eric, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How are you tonight?
Okay.
Listen, I have a couple of things to say about Uber. First of all, regarding the fares and what they're charging the passengers and the drivers, we as drivers, we don't have any idea what they charge the passengers.
Are you an Uber driver, Eric?
I'm an Uber driver, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, let me, that's one. But on the lease part, when I started with Uber, they promised to lease the cars, and I leased a car for them for a couple of weeks until I was able to get my car up to date. But one thing that I noticed, and I can't prove this, but I'm sure you said it's their business, that when I was driving their cars with their lease, where you were paying $415 a week per car, they were steering a lot of passengers to the driver, so you'd get a whole bunch of calls. Now, when I had my own personal car, the rides dropped dramatically. And, you know, and I thought this was good because I thought the business was good because I was getting a lot of rides. And then I noticed when I didn't have their cars, I wasn't getting that many rides.
Wow.
I was always making enough to pay their cars. But it wasn't.
I'm going to tell you one better. When I had Uber in the yellow cab, and I'm also an Uber subscriber, I would go into Long Island City. When I was going out, I would hit that I was looking for a cab with my Uber on that I was working for Uber. Nothing came up. So they were steering their businesses to the black cars, and I only got the business when the black cars ran out. Then they sort of.
So you didn't see
yellow.
Yourself on the map, no, even though no. You were available to work for Uber.
And I looked for yellow cabs, and I'm saying, I had the two.
So that's what Eric is saying they were doing to him.
But when he was working for them, leasing out the car, they knew to keep him happy. They have algorithms, and they make damn sure the guys that drive Uber but lease out the cars from them, they're going to steer business to you to keep you happy. But it's not to keep you happy, really. It's for you to make enough money to pay your $415 for the week to pay off the lease, because they're not really interested in making you happy. They want to have that lease paid off for the cab.
And then Eric also said they don't know how much the passenger is being told.
Well,
the charges.
See, that might be
so
legal.
Here you go. All Uber drivers, when you get an OT now, an out-of-town call, a long call, I want you to say, by the way, I just want to compare and make sure we both have the same price on our phones. Is it illegal? I don't know, but I hope Preet is listening. Thank you for calling, Eric.
Let me just jump in here and say, if I'm going out of town, like last week, the big cabbie in the sky smiled on me. God smiled on me. I got a trip from Kennedy Airport going to Atlantic City. This is last week.
You got to be kidding.
I would not BS you about it. I would never kid around about that. But point being, I mean, I knew up front, and the guy knew up front, how much it was going to be. I ran the fire sale for $300, and he was nice enough to give me a $25 tip. Got killed on the tolls and the gas, but that's another, you know.
Yeah.
But the point is, everybody's on the same page from jump, okay? I can take it. I can't take it. He can take it. He can't take it. But if I agree with the guy that it's going to be $300, then I get there and he hands me $200, we got a problem. Now, this is no different than an Uber guy agreeing to a $100 job. Then he gets there and it's a $50 job. I mean, if I know I'm going to get half price of the price that I thought I was going to get, the car's not moving. I'm going to say, listen, I'm sorry. I am not going through a tunnel to New Jersey for nickels and dimes.
The passenger's not dealing with you. See, there's the difference.
Well,
you dealt directly with the passenger at Kennedy.
Right.
Whereas when you're driving Uber, you're not dealing with that passenger. It comes up as a hit on your phone that you pick up. Now, you don't know where he's going or anything. That's part of it. So when he gets in, he might have typed in the address. You don't really know anything that's going on because you're dealing separately with the app and the passenger's dealing with the app. So it's not the same thing as you bargaining. Because in actual fact, Uber's the one bargaining, whether it's surging or lowering your price. You have no say over what Uber's charging that passenger.
Well, the other thing here that I want to jump in on is the Uber driver is getting charged a percentage of that rate. So is the Uber driver getting charged on the rate that the Uber driver sees on his phone, or is he going to pay a percentage of the fare that the passenger is being billed at? Because that's another hornet's nest within the hornet's nest right there.
Okay, Eric, let's take you on to one more point, and then we'll move to our next caller.
Yeah, the other point I wanted to point out is, you know, they have, as an Uber passenger, I went to their app, and I was going to get a ride, and I noticed that, you know, they had a big conversation with the taxi unions and all that stuff, that they weren't going to lower their prices. However, when you go to their app, they have the pool rides right next to the UberX. And they give you a pool price and an Uber X price. If one is lower, which one are you going to choose?
The lower one.
Well, are they not technically lowering the price? because I've been getting a lot of pool rides with just one passenger, and they're paying a pool price. They're not paying an Uber X price because you're not getting a pool ride. They're getting an Uber X ride at a pool rate.
Wow.
So they're technically lowering the price of the rides. And
so some would argue. So some would say that's good for the consumer, and I guess everybody would say you guys are getting screwed.
Yeah. I second.
I think everybody's getting screwed in this. I mean,
oh no, not if you're the owner of Uber. Not everybody's getting screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Eric. Thanks a lot, Ralph. You're our next caller on the Taxi Dave Show.
What do you say there, Ralphie?
Hey, yes, Ralphie Taxi Dave. You're carrying on a very informative show. A bit of international news in Trinidad and Tobago. Uber launched their taxi operation 2 weeks ago. In that country, in order for a car to apply for hire, the license tag must begin with H. And these Uber drivers are getting tickets left and right. I think they'll have to go to operations pretty soon. Just a bit of international information for you.
Just like NYPD. Do you live in New York City or in Trinidad?
I'm living in New York City, sir.
Okay. Wow. Are you in the taxi industry or no?
No, sir.
Oh, what do you do for a living?
I am visually impaired, but I used to be an HVAC mechanic.
I see. And I want to really thank you for calling in and telling us what's going on in Trinidad, Tobago. I really do, because if the NYPD gave the correct number of tickets, if they enforced the illegal street hails that those app companies are picking up, you put your hand up, the only cars allowed by law below 96th Street to pick you up are yellow cabs. And how many times do the app companies, oh, you need transportation? I'll only charge you $50 to go 10 blocks. Not a problem. So you could probably have a surplus in the budget of hundreds of millions of dollars if there would only be enforcement, and it would help everybody. It really would. Thanks a lot, Ralph. Appreciate it.
See, my weird view on the whole Uber thing with fares and surge and out-of-town jobs and stuff like that, so long as they're charging double and triple the price, I don't have a problem with that, because I know once they keep charging double and triple the price at Uber, everybody's going to be coming back to the yellow cab, which is happening because now they trust us more. And we're fingerprinted, we're drug tested, we have a lot more vetting of the drivers. And people get into a cab, they know what the rates are. And I'll tell you one thing. What I want the TLC to do, it's not that complicated. And one of our mayoral candidates even introduced a law to do it a while back. Put the rate for JFK on the side of the door. Put the rates for the yellow cab on the side of the door, which was there for 70 years. It wasn't broken. I don't know why they took it off. But they put like this artsy-fartsy T on the door instead of the rates. People don't want to see an artsy-fartsy T. They want to see how much it costs to get in the cab.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave?
Hi.
Long time no hear. By the way, I'm beginning to hear echoes of what I've been saying a couple of months ago.
What was that? What was that?
Every time you guys are opening your mouth up with the 42,000 care, Ubers and everything, here we go. Now we have the situation like the old jitneys in L.A. and everything else. Unregulated, charging all kinds of fares, and driving the streetcars out of business. Now we're doing the same thing in taxis. And all the banks make money hand over fist.
Well, I guess you agree with this email that I got. The taxi industry is dying, Taxi Dave, and you're busy writing well-reserved issues. However, they're not taxi issues. The industry is in dire stress. One, the medallion value's falling like the ball on New Year's Eve in Times Square. Two, no bank financing available on medallions, not even $5. Three, when a loan balloon comes up for remainder of balance, you have to bring your grandmother with a ton of paperwork. Four, every 3 months, the broker's monthly medallion fee is dropping like temperature on a winter night. Five, corporate medallions accessible are being put out on the TLC shelves by the hundreds and drivers because drivers refuse to drive them. Six, the city has abandoned us. Seven, drivers make less income now. And what are you busy with? I hope you're listening to the show. Maybe you'll learn something. This is what I'm busy with. Thanks a lot for calling, Bob.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay. Nothing like a friendly email from listeners.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, here's one.
Just for the listeners, Dave's face did turn red when he said that, so he's legit.
I'm a taxi driver for 39 years in New York City. Thank you, and shame on you. Can you get a little more explicit? Shame on me for what? Come on. This is the night. You want to come after me? Come after me now. I'm ready.
You want a piece of him? You want a piece of him?
Tony, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you? This is Taxi Dave.
Good. How you doing, Taxi Dave?
Okay.
Hey, honestly, just from what you said, it sounds like a company that's just very untransparent. From the several sales jobs I've had in my past, I've always known the cost of the product that I'm selling, right? So as an Uber driver, it sounds as if they're not given the cost of the product that they're selling, which is to, you know, bring a person from point A to point B. My viewpoint on that is I think as it's, brought more aware, the market will eventually, you know, tier that out and people will turn to Lyft and back to the yellow cab.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
John.
We're sitting here praying what you're saying is going to come true. I'm on my second decade of the rosary. Yes. That's what we're hoping for, man.
Call my rabbi. Read the Talmud together.
I don't know.
Listen, the fact of the matter is, let me tell you, Tony, that I was in Manhattan last night for the first time in many decades. I went to the opera at Lincoln Center, and I actually ate dinner there. I felt like, you know what? Damn, I am so thankful I live in New York City. I got to tell you, it was great. And it's also great sharing my life with somebody. I'll tell you that. Loving somebody is what life is all about. But that aside, hands up all over the place. Hands up all over the place. There's a value to that, Tony. Tony, there's a value to that. We don't know what the value is right now, but there's a value to that. And I will tell you this. Some people have access to the TPEP figures that drivers earn. I guess the drivers do and some other people. And some drivers have showed me their TPEP figures. And for the drivers who work hard, they may not be making as much as they were a year ago, but there's a good value to
they relay that information, though? I mean, do they know? Because honestly, from what you said, it's from that one figure, they're making, 40% on a drive? I mean, how much overhead does Uber have where they need 40%? I mean, 20% is a common.
Value to $69 billion, and they lost $2 billion this year. That's great.
Exactly. And I'm not going to cite another area I heard it, but Lyft I've heard of, and again I don't utilize these services because I'm thankful enough I have my own transportation. But anyways, I think that as it's made aware to the public and to consumers, eventually the market will hopefully drip that out, and people who are at maybe yellow cab or something that aren't making the money that they were maybe used to or should be making, that's part of the economy that we're in, and they need to, maybe shift over to a Lyft or something and change, change for a little while.
The problem with all of these companies is this for temporary and part-time work. I think it's been proven. I think even Uber came out and said something like 70% of the drivers work part-time.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're displacing full-time, lifetime, lifelong career drivers, mechanics, office staff, insurance. I mean, it just snowballs and snowballs. Right. You're replacing full-time drivers with part-time drivers. And this new TNC bill the governor's pushing upstate, hardy har har. Okay? He's pushing this upstate. He wants to bring it to a head. He put it in his budget. He has no idea what he's doing. And I'll say it. And I've met the governor before.
Well, now, what does this entail? I haven't heard of it. It's the first I've heard of it. If you have the time.
It is legitimizing, if the Assembly and the Senate agree, it legitimizes ride-sharing throughout all of New York State. New York City, they're leaving alone because they said, wow, this really works in New York City with fingerprinting, okay, and background checks you know, and making sure there's insurance and making sure the driver's license aren't suspended. Upstate,
okay.
It's not going to be that way. And let me ask you something. What happens if this is nature, okay? This is human nature. An Uber driver or a rideshare driver takes Johnny to the airport and says, you know what, next time, don't call Uber. Here's my home number. So the next time Johnny calls this guy, they're on their way to the airport, and they're in a horrific accident, and everyone's hurt. Guess what? There's no insurance for that because he wasn't on the Uber app. Uber's not going to cover it. The other insurance isn't going to cover it because it wasn't being used as a private car. Insurance rates are going to spiral out of control in New York State. So all you politicians, the question isn't, why shouldn't Mary be able to make some extra money on her way? She's a single mother to take her children to childcare. The question is, what are you going to say to the people in the state of New York when their insurance rates double and triple because people are getting injured without correct insurance?
Right.
You'll get a subsidy. Forget about it. Yeah.
And then Mary, the Uber driver who's driving part-time, has a lawsuit on her back for the next 50 years, which you can't pay off.
And she's also a criminal without insurance and without a driver's license. Tony, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Let me just follow up on that if I can, because I think a lot of this also transpired when they raised the minimum wage to $11. Now they're going to raise it to $15. There's a void now. I've seen a lot of grown-ups flipping hamburgers at McDonald's now that the minimum wage is up. And what are these college kids going to do? And that void, I think in the back of their mind, they're like, oh, let's give them something. We'll give them Uber. But at this end of the day, like you said, they're going to have a lawsuit on their back for the next 20 years, which they have to satisfy. There's going to be a lien on their income because it's not the proper insurance. It's a mess, and they should really avoid getting into a deeper mess than the one they're in now. And let cab drivers drive cabs. Let legitimate operators operate their limos and cabs and stuff like that with proper insurance, proper fingerprinted drivers. Whoa. And you got all these crazy people running around. Why don't they want to get fingerprints? What's the problem?
When we come back, we'll take your calls. David, Carl, Tom, Frank, Isaac. Hey, aren't any women calling today? Where are all the women here?
Yes, Dave!
Okay, thanks. This is a Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. Call Melrose at 718-658-9800. And call the Taxi Dave Show at 800-321-0710. We'll be right back.
When the snakes come marching in. When the snakes come marching in. You'll never miss it.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718 361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The second half is starting.
You mean there's more?
Of course there's more. We only seen half of it.
Oh, I ain't going back in there.
I got the paranoia blues. I'm knocking around in New York City. Well, they roll you for a nickel and they stick you for the extra dime.
Grateful Dead when they were 6 years old. Okay. It's the Taxi Dave Show. In case you haven't heard, we're talking about a scam where passengers are being charged a higher price than drivers who drive for Uber. Okay, 3 drivers came to me with the same scenario when they got out-of-town calls, which means Uber's making almost as much money on each fare as your driver, which means the drivers are getting
stooped,
and the passengers are getting
stooped twice.
That's right. Here's an email from Virgilio. Uber and other car services should not be able to pick up street fares and prearranged pickups should be a minimum of 2 hours in advance booking, either with apps or calls over the phone. Anything less than 1 hour should go to yellow cabs, either by apps or by street hails all the time. I don't understand why anyone would use a taxi hailing app when an empty yellow cab is in sight, especially those low testosterone app ride hailing men. Right. All right, Virgilio, thank you so much for that email.
I just like to have a brief weather announcement. Tonight's weather report is the weather tonight is going to be.
Well, thank you very
so
much.
So
that pretty much
sums it up. It's going to be windy and rainy. It's all hell's going to break loose.
No one's smarter than you, Mike.
That's right. And if anybody's driving a camera by Kennedy Airport near Jamaica, might want to keep that in mind. How you doing?
Carl.
I guess Al Roker doesn't have to worry about his job.
No. So if you see a cabin cruiser coming down Columbus Avenue, you heard it here first.
Carl, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello?
Carl? Going once? Going twice?
This is Tom.
Oh, okay, Tom. You don't mind if we call you Carl, do you?
That's why I wasn't sure who you were speaking with.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was calling. You know, I drive a black car, which I'm capable of driving for Uber, which I don't do most of the time. I work for a couple of other companies. However, I don't believe it's legal to represent you're charging a passenger one fare and then paying. You have to pay the driver off of the fare you're charging. I mean, they have an implied contract. So if the driver is going to receive 80% or 75%, they have to be paid that based on the fare. The other thing is Uber is a company that they're operating a hospitality business out of a textbook. They do not have any level of professionalism. I don't suspect that they're going to last if they're going to continue to lose billions of dollars per year. Also, I don't think Uber realized that the fact that you would have 8 or 10 app companies in the area, and it's changed the whole dynamic for their business. When they were the only ones, yes, they were they generate a lot of revenue, but
yes,
they're destined to make no profit.
Don't you know why they're in New
York?
Also,
Uber in New Jersey is predominantly illegal.
Pushing buttons. Go ahead.
So Uber in New Jersey is predominantly illegal. In most towns, it's illegal to operate a for-hire vehicle with a personal vehicle. You're really not legally able to do that. Even at Newark Airport, the town of Elizabeth has undercover detectives at Terminal A. It's totally illegal to pick up and discharge passengers for hire there with a personal vehicle.
Tom, you sound like an intelligent young man. Thank you so much for calling the Taxi Dave Show. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
Oh, no, Dave, I was just looking at some of the homework you give us. Everyone should know that Taxi Dave, when we come in here, hands us our work assignments, and I was going through it. And on one of the stories you gave me here, New York Transportation Group seeks 50-year ban on driverless cars. And I always think this is part of the problem. There's a fear of a pending launch of autonomous vehicles with the loss of more than 4 million jobs. The New York Upstate Transportation Association and a couple other groups are seeking a 50-year ban on self-driving cars. And I always think the strategy of trying to stop the technology that's coming down the pike, and I really don't think this is going to happen, because if you can see all the multinationals that are getting into the business between Google and God knows Amazon will get into it. But to say we want to stop this for 50 years, no, whatever plan you have 50 years from now, you better come up with that plan now. And you're going to have to figure out how this is going to go down, because this new technology, just like it came in with the movie industry and particularly the music industry, this is coming. That's all you read about is testing these new driverless cars out in California. And they said the trucks, Amazon right now has trucks that'll go from warehouse to warehouse interstate driverless. So it's coming. People are going to be put out of work, and the government's got to come up with a way that people are just not going to go on unemployment. There has to be a way of employing people.
And Uber, we just got an email from Christine. Uber's trying to get into the trucking industry. That's crazy, isn't it? Those guys drive trucks, are tough, and won't take no BS. Aren't the Teamsters or something like that their union? I hope she's listening. I said I'd mention it to you. She'll call on you. And Brad loves listening to John McDonough.
Dave, you just said about, she just said, the drivers, their Teamsters, they won't take any BS. What are they going to do when a driverless truck comes up, beat up the seat, the steering wheel? I mean, there's not even a driver you can grab and bring out of the truck.
Teamsters will never allow driverless trucks.
Yeah, and also, but it's already happening.
Happy birthday, 59th birthday to Brad. And they love John's photos on the Women's March, and they say, hi, Claire, and hi, Mike.
Aww.
And that's at cabtivist.com, C-A-B-T-I-V-I-S-T, on Twitter, Facebook, or the website.
Howdy, yeah.
You can see the latest madness. And as a matter of fact, if you go there now, you can see Taxi Dave, when he's not speaking here in English, speaking to the French people last week on national TV.
Right.
How many people heard us?
30 million people.
In France.
In France. And that's doing a lot to help us here, isn't it?
No wonder everybody's buying me French fries this week.
I have a question. How does one gas up a driverless car? Cross-country truck?
Well, they have the truck. They'll have it staged. It said it's Amazon's doing it from warehouse to warehouse. So they'll have it staged that they'll get there on a full tank. Or they'll have it in such mileage where they won't have to pull into a gas station. Some of these trucks, what do they hold, 300-500 gallons?
Yes.
I mean, they can get some distance. So Amazon is moving their product from one warehouse to another.
What a shame.
And it's happening.
But, I mean, what happens if a truck gets hacked into with the computer technology? What if a truck is on Route 80 going cross-country, a driverless truck? Then all of a sudden,
don't hack it unless there's something good in there that we can share.
That's another one for Trump.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? We'll blame the Russians. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Trump's got to look into that.
Isaac, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Isaac?
Yes.
Hi, you're live.
I'm here.
This is it. You're here.
I'd like to share with you two quick stories. Last week, I had a lady from East Village to West Village.
What do you mean you had a lady?
A passenger.
Okay. Thank you.
And when I got there, I believe it was 12:30, and it was raining. However, in the middle of the trip, it just came out of my mouth, and I said, oh, it is raining. I wonder how much Uber is charging now, how many times. She laughed. She said, $3. I said, ma'am, how is it possible $3? He said, yeah. When I do Uber pulling, it is $3.
Okay, what's your next question?
I'd like to ask the Uber drivers to pitch in and say, tell me, what is the average trip when they do pulling and how much money they get out of it? Mm. And second one, I saw a Lincoln Town Car, New Jersey plate on Fifth Avenue in the 40s, picking up passengers in front under my nose. Mm. I took the picture. Dave, how can I give you the picture to print it in your newspaper?
Day, time, location, and license plate. And all you have to do is send it to, well, I'll tell you who to send it to. You'll call me tomorrow in my office, 718, what is my number? 7185. just call me.
Well, taxidave at AOL.com. If
thank
you just send
yes,
the info.
Email me. Thank you so much. Yes. Email me at taxihale at AOL.com. Okay.
Could I just do a segue you. Into this MTA thing that's on the desk here?
No, let's,
your
let's,
homework?
Let's take a couple of calls first. Okay, Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing? I'm a driver from New Jersey.
Hi, you're an Uber driver from New Jersey or a yellow driver?
Uber driver for 2 years in New Jersey.
Hi, how's that working for you?
Fantastic. It's great.
Good.
The thing I want to tell you about is that gimmick that you're talking about really is unlikely because any person can check what the fare is going to be before they get in the cab. And as a driver, I check after they get out. And I know exactly what their fare was and how much I got, and it's always 80%.
You are checking what you were told the fare is. You're not checking what the passenger was told the fare was. Are you taking the passenger's cell phone and looking at it? How do you know what they're charging the passenger?
I have a lot of repeat customers that I take all the time.
I'm not talking about the shorties and the guys that go to work. I'm talking about OTs, out-of-town calls, the big jobs where they can screw you. And you wouldn't know because you'd be happy you're getting $100.
Claire, get the defibrillator.
I'm coming.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Frank. I'm sorry I kept you on the phone
medic,
so
medic.
Long. Okay. I mean, he's making a good living.
Yeah.
And he has regular fares. Let me ask you something. How do you have regular fares if you're working on Uber? Are you working on the side with your own fares for cash? Are you covered for insurance for that?
The side hustle. Get your Uber side hustle.
Carl. I'll speak nice to you, Carl. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show, Carl. Okay, I'll tell you what. David, I hope you can hold on. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. When we come back, I will take your call, and then we have a couple of other subjects to touch on. Okay, John, I got to thank you, and Mike and Claire, I got to thank you for the defibrillator. Really appreciate it. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And in case you haven't heard, and you're taking long fares with Uber, ask the driver what he's being paid, okay? I think you're going to be surprised. Hear that, Preet? Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at GiffordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new 2016 wheelchair accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that damn point, just about halfway. Hey, and you know it was the hottest part of the day.
Taxi Dave Show is back Sunday night in the Big Apple. We're broadcasting live in Tribeca, New York.
Yeah.
You don't know where Tribeca is? You're not a New Yorker.
Sucks for you.
You know something? When tourists come to New York City, they ask them, what do you want to do in New York City? Number one is Ground Zero. How morbid. Number two is ride in a yellow cab. Number 3 and 4 are Empire State Building and Statue of Liberty. But we'll get back to that in 1 second. David, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
You're live.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
I've been on hold for a while, so I'm going to rewind to a couple of things you were talking about earlier.
Thanks for holding.
All right. number one, about the guy that was talking about when he stopped renting, he was going to lease a car from Uber, right? And then he started getting less calls. He started getting less pings when he used his private car. That was a while ago. Remember
right.
that? So that's old. I mean, I was reading about stuff like that, 2 or 3 years ago on the Uber people website. So they've been doing that for a long time. That's nothing new. They've been doing that for a very long time.
So they've been, what was that word you were using? What are they doing to their drivers?
Stooping them. Yeah, they're stooping.
It's always great to have an Irish guy speaking Yiddish.
Stooping them.
That really works.
Go ahead, David. What else?
And I had another point. Okay, so secondly, I was just talking to my dispatcher tonight. I work in a garage that's been around 100 years, okay? So...
He must be a very old dispatcher.
Which garage you work out of?
I don't want to say because I don't want to, you know...
John's only asking you because he works out of one...
Yeah,
I
work out of
City.
Long Island City, a garage, Midtown.
I work in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
A very old garage, all right? So he told me that the garage is hurting. And I can tell that, you know, 2 years ago, if you wanted to buy shifts, you know, you had to put up money. You had to put up maybe 3 months, you know, sometimes
yep.
it was a wait. You understand yep. what I'm saying? You know, you had to pay maybe a couple $1,000s to reserve your shifts. Now that no longer is this at all. I can walk in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I get shifts. That's bad. That's a bad sign. So why isn't the TLC, you know, asking these garages, how are you doing? You know, are the 45,000 Uber cars destroying you? You know, they can't check with the garages?
That's a very good point. I don't know if they have or they haven't. I mean, they're very well-versed in saying, well, we speak to all segments of the industry, and our door is always open.
No, they don't. They don't. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I just want to say something. Speaking personally, I have seen a drastic turn of fortunes for the yellow cab drivers who are driving now. A year ago, a year and a half ago, I was panicking because I thought I was going to have to drive a driverless truck for Amazon or something, or just hit, I don't know, steal cars or do something else besides drive a cab. But now it has turned around, and pleasantly so. I mean, it is a little bit more of a grind than I would like because I'm not in the grind point of my life, believe you me. But I would just like to say it has improved drastically, and if any Uber drivers want to come home to the yellow cab, our casa, su casa. You can come on in. There's the universal hack license, I think, now where they can come back
there
easily.
There is universal hack license, yeah. And you can sleep at Mike's house.
And you can sleep in the garage. Just if you're not allergic to cats and mice, that's fine. And I think you can also... You can also paint your Uber car yellow, and then you can lease a medallion with an existing Uber car from that Camry, if I'm not mistaken. Do you still have that thing in effect or no? Okay, exactly. Well, point being, the business is coming back. Can I just rant about the Terrence's Workers Union real quick? No time? Next week?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Don't take 2%. That's what I want to tell them.
I just wanted to go back to how people come to New York City, and one of the things they want to do is they want to ride in a yellow cab.
Yes.
Now, you were telling me a story, John, about a guy who came to New York City and who's lived here for 2 years, and he's never taken a yellow cab? What kind of jerk is this?
Well, this is from the old gray lady, the paper of record. And this paragraph just caught me off guard. It said, but others have never set foot in a yellow cab. Since moving to the city in June, Chip Herman, right off Chip. All right, Chip Herman, 25, an associate at a financial services company, has used only Uber, Lyft, via Juno. Maybe I missed that New York experience. Like, a New York experience, well, it used to be getting shot by a crackhead. But to say that
you're young.
That was some experience back in the 80s. You want a New York experience? We'll give you that. Yeah. But for him to come to the city and not even coming out of a bar or coming up from the subway, just to hail a cab and do that. And, you know, I'm hoping that this is not a trend with young people coming in. But you can see he's in the financial district. A lot of them, they get to write it off. So the whatever app he's using will be connected to the business, and it's a business write-off. Whereas if you're taking the yellow cab, you know, they're always asking for that
receipt. We have to push these yellow apps. We have to push these yellow apps.
That's
two. Arrow, A-R-R-O. And what's the other one? Way to ride?
Way to ride.
Curb, they also call
it curb. And curb is the new one, too.
Is the number two in way to ride?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Let's see. Here's an email. App hailing drivers are complaining they're not making any money. Yellow cab drivers are in the same boat. Yellow cab companies can't compete with app hailing outfits, yet they aren't doing anything to attract drivers. These app hailing companies won't hire drivers as employees. They just want independent contractors, which is what yellow cab companies have been doing since time immemorial. Maybe if the yellow cab cartel were to hire drivers as employees, they would have a chance of staying in business. Otherwise, it'll be hasta la vista. Well,
but they have to change their business model. This 12-hour shift for two shifts a day is ridiculous. It's grinding. You could see with Uber. Uber's going to part-time. And if you had 3 8-hour shifts or mix it up and lower the lease fees, drivers would come back. But when you're locked in to that 12 hours, going out at 4 in the morning and then coming back at 4 in the evening and then being penalized. If you drive an extra hour, it's $25 extra. Now, if you not break, you got stuck in traffic coming over to 59th Street Bridge, you're losing $25. The business models within the garages has to change to bring drivers back. And, you know, unless they do that, they can't sit around and hope for something to happen. They have to make it happen.
Right.
Here's an email from Karen. The real black car bases require the drivers to work for the base and work a certain number of hours to keep their FHV permit under that base. There are many Uber drivers who don't work at all for the Uber base under which their FHV permit is under. Why doesn't Uber care what is being done with the cars listed under their FHV permits? If the drivers aren't getting their calls from the Uber app, where are they getting their passengers from? Illegal street hails, right. Tax evasion by doing cash jobs, and God knows what other criminal acts are being done with these cars. Apparently Uber is above the law, and now so can their drivers be above the law. Thank you, Karen, from that, a concerned young lady in New York City.
Dave, what is that, those initials? I don't even know that as a yellow cab driver. You gave out those initials.
FHV,
what does that mean?
For-hire vehicle. Non-yellow cab. Black cars are for-hire vehicles. Right. Livery cars are for-hire vehicles. Car services are for-hire vehicles.
But what's
vehicles.
That? How many minimum hours? Or what does that mean? Like she was
that
saying.
That means black car bases. If you work for them, they're going to say, okay, well, we want you to service our customers. So we have these Fortune 500 customers. And if you're not going to service the customers, what are you doing here? And then the guy shows his, on his tax return, he made $120,000 driving a cab. Or maybe he doesn't because he's doing cash work, is what she's saying.
Oh, okay.
Now, I just want to jump in and say, I want to thank some of the hotels for finally cracking down on these hustlers sitting in front of hotels in these black vehicles.
Like, which hotel are you talking about?
I don't want to say it on the air just yet. I got to get clearance from the Grand Poobah. But I just want to say, first and foremost, they are cracking down on the hustlers in front of the hotels, because it's beyond me how someone can pay $400 a night to stay in a hotel in New York, and you have a doorman hustling illegal gypsy cabs in front of
a hotel. And you
want to
get a cab in front of Penn Station? Here's an email from Stephen. Hundreds of cab drivers are getting no standing tickets at Penn Station by traffic agents who are scanning the registration sticker in front of the windshield while the cabbie is in the taxi line, okay, in waiting to get a fare. Can you imagine that at Penn Station?
I can imagine Penn Station. Because you talked about that one cop over by the hotel across the street, the Pennsylvania.
That jerk.
They're waiting for you to give you tickets. I go down 7th Avenue. I don't even look left or right. You got to get past 32nd or 31st because it's a minefield.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, I want to thank all our callers for keeping us number one. Number one talk in New York City at Sunday nights. What can I tell you?
Yes.
I want to thank all my guests in the office.
Thank you,
John,
Taxi Dave.
Claire,
thank you,
Mike.
Everybody.
Okay.
Yay. We love New York.
Noah behind the glass. Appreciate everything you do.
Yellow Cabs Rock.
And have a great week.
NYCTaxiNews.com.
We've got to go. Taxi, take me to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.